Hey everyone, welcome to the episode of That's All Funny. Episode number, 673. I've been not away for a while. I've been, I booked a lot of interviews and had like a show, it was on Ray DeVito's show, so I had that. So I hope you all enjoyed the break of me just, talking here to myself while I had different people. But I really enjoyed the guests I had on. Ranged anywhere, what was an MMA fighter, a couple of authors, male and female. I had Linda on. I had Brianna Wu, which was real great. She was cool. She educated me on trans stuff. And the last episode that I remember doing was about my mom. And mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Mama said. If you want any updates on that, just yesterday, you know, my mom was here. She's been, I've been very peaceful with her. Haven't said anything. Every time I go out there, she would just be like, "Hey, Renzi," and I'd be like, "Hello, hello." And that's it. Like, nothing mean spirited. Nothing. Just out of respect for my sister and my nieces, so they don't see me talk shit to my mom, right? Because I could just be like, "Where's my money, bitch?" You know. Or I wouldn't say bitch, I would say B-I-T-C-H, because that's how my mom would always do it. She wouldn't say a cuss word, she would spell it out. She cusses. But anyway, yesterday, which was Sunday, man, my throat, got a frog in my throat. Just yesterday, my mom decided to just go back to where she lives, and she just like called my sister randomly and was like, "I'm going back home with your other brother," or whatever, which my other brother, because I don't know why. I guess because my sister got sick or something, and she didn't want to be around my sister when she was sick, you know. So that was it. Like, it was a very anticlimactic way for my mother to leave, but I'm happy, you know. Or at least happier. I'm not saying I'm like, wow, I feel 100% great. I can go anywhere I want now. No, I'm still full of anxious anxiety. And but I did get, my doctor did put me back on Adderall, which I don't know if I talked about. I talk about it a few times. I think when I had Linda on, I was talking about it maybe. Or I talked about it on the wrestling podcast. But my doctor put me back on Adderall. And that's great, because I've been doing homework, like, nonstop, you know. Anytime I get assignments, I do them, like days earlier. Like, I'll typically have an assignment due on a Sunday, and I got them done on Thursday, which is like, holy shit, you know, that's that's really early for me, you know. That's all it's really been, is just me trying to balance the medications too, because like I've been taking the Adderall, but at night I'm like really scared again, you know. And it's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I'll take like two, all my pills, right, which is like a paroxetine, clonidine, what's the other one, Paxil, right, maybe, I think that might be whatever, buspirone, I don't know. And then two clonazepam, which are like, they're like the main ones of the cocktail that I do take at night, the clonazepam. And those ones are like life-saving. Those ones, like, oh man, they calm me down, you know. But then my doctor's like, oh, you can't be taking too much clonazepam because you get addicted to it. I'm like, dude, like, I'm already addicted to all these pills. They already do what they need to do. Like, why are you so... Like, I get it, right? He has to say that because he's a doctor. Like, oh, you can get addicted. And it's like, I know, I'm already addicted. Just give me these pills, you know? Like, if I need to, if I keep, you know, I noticed myself, I've been doing this like Twitch like this, you know, and it's like, look up the side effects and it's like, oh, you could get into twitching or like my eyes that I've been doing, but really I just woke up. So my eyes are like really dry and, I don't know. I get it. It's your doctor trying to be a doctor, but it's like, dude, like, I don't want to say, just give me the pills. Cause that sounds like an addict's mindset, or it makes me sound like an addict, you know, but it's like, dude, just give me the pills. Like the Adderall has been helping. I'm sure if I had the, see, there's the twitch, like I could feel it. Oh, my neck hurts too. But, and then that too, I can't, like, I need a new bed, or I don't need to do something. I can't find a comfortable way to sleep on my fucking bed. So maybe I need to put like pillows underneath it and make it like unbalanced. I don't know. That's what I've been doing. I have like a square pillow that I bought. It's pretty cool. But I've been like putting it under my back, and it's been helping me kind of like sleep better. But then I wake up and I'm like in pain, but I'm always in pain. The day I am not in pain is when I will worry, because I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not in pain?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And then, you know, if you want to go into whatever the regular news is, you have the politics of you know, Trump almost getting shot, and then you have what just happened yesterday, Biden dropping out of the race, and now it's like, well, who's gonna replace him, you know? And it's like, well, who, I don't know, who cares, you know? Like I get why we have these leaders, you know, they're the face of the company that is America, you know. But like I don't see Kamala Harris being like a good is that how you say it? Kamala? No, I don't know. Kamala, that just sounds bad. That sounds like that wrestling name, or that wrestler Kamala. I don't know, like that doesn't sound bad. But like, yeah, of course, cool, we have a woman as a president, like that's cool. But I just don't see it feeling like it's going to help the country, especially when all these wars are going on and all these people are asking for help and money, and we want to feel like we're the big boss, you know. At least Biden had that vibe where he felt like the older gentleman boss, you know. Even though he, you know, poops his pants and falls down the stairs or whatever they say, you know, allegedly. At least he had that vibe where he was the old man, where like you could have to go and ask him for permission before you do anything, you know. And I feel like that's what Trump has too, especially with all the wars going on, like I said, and all of that. But I don't know. It just depends on what the people are going to think. And RFK would have been better, right? I think. But, you know, they decided to just go with, or they haven't really chosen yet. Biden obviously is endorsing Kamala Harris or whatever, the coconut. I think they're calling her the coconut gang or some weird hashtag, because she's like half black, half white, which that's not a coconut. That's, I don't know. I mean, she looks like a coconut, her color, the color of her skin, but black coconuts aren't black, or maybe they're brown, but they're not black, right? I don't know. I just don't see Kamala winning. If they did Hillary, that'd be kind of interesting to, you know, bring it back to that old match that Trump and Hillary had back when. Or if they did big old Mike at Michelle Obama, that'd be kind of cool. I think Michelle Obama would win if she decided to. She could fucking, I think, like, you know, all the people make jokes about how Michelle Obama looks like a dude and is a dude, allegedly, again. I think she's kind of hot for, you know, she got a big old thick ass, and like, I think she'd be a badass president just because of how, like, we need a hotter, like a more attractive president. Like Kamala Harris isn't even, like, she's a woman, of course, you know, anatomically or whatever, but she's not that attractive, you know. Like AOC's pretty hot. There's a couple other hot politicians I forget about. There's one that's that one that woman that that representative or senator or whatever that got caught like getting felt up in the theater. She's pretty hot. I forget her name. Is it? No, it's not Taylor Greene. I forget. But like, we have hot representatives, you know, we have hot candidates, you know. Even Bernie Sanders would be cool. Again, that'd be kind of cool to see him like throw his hat in the ring again, but he probably wouldn't win. But I don't know, that's all it's gonna be for the next the news. I'm not even saying for me, I got other shit to worry about, but that's all the news is gonna be, is politics, because of all this shit going down. That's like House of Cards. Which I thought too, they should just put Kevin Spacey in that, like his character. I can't remember the name of the character, but have him take the nomination as his character, and I'm sure he would win too. Or even put The Rock there. Dude, The Rock will beat Donald Trump if you nominate The Rock. Everyone will vote for the fucking Rock. Like, you got, I don't know how many wrestling fans like that were there ready to vote for The Rock, especially if he was a heel too. He beat the shit, or he could beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan, you know, who was Walt Trumpomania and shit. Which that was kind of weird, but you know, we already had a lot of racist people at the RNC, so that made sense for Hulk Hogan to be there. But I don't know. That's all you're gonna really see. And I give it a week before my mom shows back up, just because she likes to make these rash decisions, and I feel like she's gonna be back, even though I don't want her back. I don't need her back. I would be exponentially happier if she wasn't here, but you know, she's probably gonna end up coming back, so we'll see. I don't know. All I know is mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this. My mama said, mama said, mama said. No, I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. That's all funny. When we're podcasting, that's all funny. I have a podcast with my buddy Gabe called That's All Kayfabe. We talk about wrestling. Check that out. It comes out today. Just search for That's All Kayfabe. It's all about wrestling. If you want to see video versions of this or that or any other things I do, check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. Like and subscribe over there. We got videos of this and that. I also do a live show with the wonderful Mint Salad called Tits and Areolas, where we talk about the movie we watch. We play a little game. She's hot, I'm a piece of shit, so the balance works out. Check that out. That also has its own podcast thing if you want to just listen to us talk about the movie. Just search Tits and Areolas with Mint Salad on a podcast. Just search, like I said, with Mint Salad, you'll find it. If you want to support the show, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. I do early episodes, bonus episodes, deleted episodes, stuff like that. And yeah, I think that's it. Check out the guy who does the art for the show at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram. That's at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram. I want to thank you for listening to the show. Thank you to my Patreon members. Thank you for the support. Like, subscribe, take care. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.